It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack
on 107.9 The Fan
and ESPN 105.9.
It's that time again. I'm Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack, Kevin Carpenter. Welcome to Monday on The Big Show.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
You usually doing intros. Usually,
I know you were preoccupied, so I left you hanging out there.
You usually do a pretty good long intro.
No, not today. Today I'm looking at you over there, going, "All right, you're not paying attention."
I don't know what I was thinking about.
This is my teacher thing.
I was like,
I call on you.
I have no answers.
Yeah, you would.
Do you call on students?
You would fit in my class perfectly well. Then
do you do a seating chart?
No.
Okay. Kids that sit in the back, do you call on them?
I don't usually call on them.
Yeah.
I don't call on kids. I like kids. I was that kid.
But you have the smart kids.
No,
right?
I got plenty of not smart kids, too. there are plenty of both.
Everybody's smart.
No, they're not.
In their own little way.
Well, that may be. They're all special snowflakes, but no, they're not all smart. And I was that kid in high school who was very introverted.
Yeah.
And I know that's hard to believe now.
Yeah.
But my wife and I actually had this conversation the other day. We saw somebody in a restaurant Sunday night, last night. And I saw them from a distance. I don't like walking up to people while they're eating.
I don't really either.
If I see them and they see me, I'll do the wave thing. Like, hey.
Okay.
If it's somebody I'm really, hadn't seen in a minute and I'm good, I'll go over and say, hey, good to see you. But I don't like to mess with people while they're eating.
Yes, and here's if you're listening and you see me in a restaurant and I'm eating, do not come shake my hand.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where your hand's been down
your nose, in your ear.
Don't do that.
Okay.
So now everybody that's going to see me is going to come.
Going to come shake your hand now.
Give me a kiss.
Yeah. First put their hands down their pants, then come shake your hand just because.
Because I'm a bit of a germaphobe. Especially at restaurants.
No, I get it. I understand.
That's a whole nother show.
So anyway, my wife, she asked me, well, did they see us? I said, no, they did not. I saw them and we kept going. I said, I'll be honest with you. I said, I'm really not a people person anyway.
I'm not, of course, either, Chuck.
My wife, of course, we've been married 30 plus years, knows who I am. And of course, then she does this. She said, come on. I said, no, really, I'm not. She said, everywhere we go, you talk to somebody. I said, not because I want to. She said, you're an extroverted introvert, is what she says.
That is exactly what I am.
Thank you.
And my job is to go to places and talk to people. I go in an office, and I'm a salesman. I talk to the old office, ask them about their kids, and then I go back out in the car, and I'm exhausted.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, I don't want to talk on the phone. We visit with the wife. This is different. This is like not the same.
This is us just shooting
crap.
Yeah,
because I'm talking sport.
Right.
But I'm an introvert. I don't like people.
See? That's me. And my point was, this whole story was, you asked if I call on kids. Yeah. I was that kid in high school, didn't want to get called on.
Yeah.
I just didn't. Yeah. I didn't like that. I didn't want to be called on and have to come up with some answer. Yeah. I probably knew answers. Yeah. I just didn't want to say them.
No.
So I don't call on kids.
I mean, there's a lot of times I'll walk in a restaurant and I'm like, oh, God, I hope they didn't see me.
Wow.
And this is they're really close friends.
Man, if I'm in the restaurant and I see you now, I'd be like, no, I can't talk to you.
If I see y'all, I will wave.
Okay, like that?
Unless we walk right by you.
Okay.
But
still don't shake your hand. Fist bump?
Fist bump, definitely. Don't.
Okay, all right.
Fist bump you can do. Don't touch my hands. I've already washed them 18 times. Then I'm reading. There's a new thing on Netflix. It's something about your gut health.
My gut health? Mine?
No, everybody's.
Oh, everybody's.
I'm going to try to finish it tonight.
I don't want to know
this. And they brought up the fact that we may wash our hands too much because we are in a still now where you want to be immune to certain germs. And when we're constantly washing our hands,
you take off the immunity part of that. You're not building.
And our stomach is the same way. We in America, for sure, we don't eat right. Oh, and now our,
thank you.
We don't, certain diseases. And so it's, I got to finish it and see what the,
you're gonna,
I know what they're going to tell us.
Bring a, excuse me, bring a list. List of stuff I need to eat.
Yeah. More fruits and vegetables. Less
See,
red
that's
meat.
That's what they all say.
Less red meat. Yeah.
I like red meat.
I love red meat.
I mean, there's not too much meat I don't like. I like turkey. I like chicken. I like pork. I like beef. Yeah. I'm a carnivore.
Yeah.
My ancestors were carnivores. That's what they did. Well, they ate, they caught something, they ate it.
I know. I had ox cheek.
Ooh.
When I was in Europe.
Which cheek?
I don't know if it was right or left. They
well,
didn't tell
was it
me
front
that.
Or back?
Good question.
Uh-huh.
Ox cheek. Very fatty, kind of a roast.
Ooh.
Really good.
I'd have never even thought about that as a part of the ox you would eat.
I was in,
Chris,
you
make
know,
oxtail soup.
You know,
who does that?
I would eat that, yeah.
Oxtail soup.
I don't like anything slimy like oysters. I don't think anybody likes them. They like to tell you they like
oysters. I didn't ask you this. What's the weirdest thing you had on your Euro trip?
That or
the ox
haggis.
You ate the haggis.
Ate the haggis.
You did the haggis.
But it was in a ball and it was fried. It's like
fried
boudin.
Haggis.
To me, I compared it to boudin.
Okay.
And I love boudin.
All right.
So
you were okay with the,
yeah,
the haggis?
Fine. Yeah.
Despite the warnings?
Yeah. Yeah. You had to try. When in Rome, when in Europe, eat what the Euros eat.
Really? They eat some weird stuff, though.
So.
Anyway. We welcome you to the show today. We've had a very eclectic intro, but that's okay because that's what we do. Here's the schedule for this week.
Oh, gosh.
On Monday, I try to lay
You're
it
gone
out for
on.
You. Well, I'm gone Thursday and Friday again. We got baseball.
Who's playing who? Tell me who's playing.
See.
Yeah. You know
where
what.
I will be.
Yeah.
I will be in Mount Pleasant for Liberty ILO and Farmersville.
Mount Pleasant High or Northeast?
No, I'm a Pleasant High.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Although I like Northeast too.
I do too.
It's a nice field.
Yeah, yeah.
As all the years I've done this, I've never called a game at Mount Pleasant High.
You know, Pleasant Grove used to always play at Northeast.
Yeah, but
great,
I've
never
done one at MP.
You walk in and walk down into
right?
it. You could stand.
Right.
The great place.
I love that.
And
kind
they haven't
of
been
thing.
There in a while.
Nope, they have not. Okay. And I have not been to Mount Pleasant High. But I've got Thursday, Friday there. Pleasant Grove's got Thursday, Friday, and possibly Saturday. Oh, where are they?
First one's at home, right?
Yeah, that's right. They're doing home and home because they got Carrollton Ranch View.
Another school I've never heard of.
In Carrollton? Yeah, okay.
I need to get my Texas football magazine again and just go through and just
really?
Study every.
Or a map. Just get a map.
Yeah.
See where all the
things
are.
I didn't think Carrollton would have a 4A school.
There's
they
so
were
many
all
schools
like,
now, I don't even know anymore.
Yeah.
But anyway, they've got Ranch View, so they've got a home and then a home. And I think their Paris is their
third game. I believe you're right.
Yep. Who else do we know that's playing? Maud. Congratulations, Waste Forga and his guys. They won last weekend, and they play at Winsboro. I think they've got Beckville.
Is Hooks out?
Hooks is out. Redwater's out. DeCab's still in.
That's right. DeCab.
Atlanta's
that's what
still
I'm thinking
in.
Of. Yeah.
Atlanta and DeCab are still in. Yeah. Hooks and Redwater out.
Yeah, and Arkansas High's out.
Guys are done.
Okay.
Girls?
Yeah.
Yes.
And softball lost. I mean, PG softball lost.
Yeah, so did Texas High.
Texas High lost.
Yep.
I saw Brent Treadway today. He was telling me about the pitching Texas High saw this weekend.
Okay, so I did the game on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Which I thought were probably going to be the aces.
Mm-hmm.
This is here's your overthinking this sometimes thing.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, I'm going to start my aces, I'm going to steal game one, and that way in case the weather gets us, we're good.
Yeah.
Well, they both started their number two.
Yeah.
And had a pitcher's duel.
Yeah.
Texas High's kid threw a two-hitter. The kid from Porter threw a four-hitter.
Yeah.
And Tigers lost 1-0. So they go back to Saturday by the time. And God bless the kids at Porter High School. I mean, if you're a Tiger fan, you don't want to hear this.
Yeah, I want to hear it, though.
I don't know how they got there. I don't know how they got out of their community as flooded as it is. They could not get through Livingston.
Wow.
because Highway 59 was in different places underwater.
I heard that, yeah.
Lake Conroe, they had to let water out to try to alleviate the flooding in the lake. The San Jacinto was flooding everywhere. There, again, you care about your team. You want to win.
Yeah.
The kids at Porter, I told the story to somebody else, and they said they should have stayed at Porter and worried about the kinfolk.
Yeah.
Instead of going out there and playing baseball.
No,
their homes are underwater. Their community is devastated. The water is relentless.
Wow.
And those kids managed to come up and play a second game on Saturday with all that having gone on since they had won on Wednesday night. You never wish ill on anybody. And I just felt so bad for those kids who they were talking about having to drive to Beaumont to be able to get around the flooding and find a road open to be able to come north to go to Nacogdoches. It was horrible. It's been horrible.
And they threw their ace.
Kid going to Texas Tech.
Yeah, Treadway said he was legit.
Perillo.
Yeah.
But he fell behind 3-0.
Yeah.
I mean, they fell behind 3-0.
Yeah.
And then the Tigers kind of ran out of gas, lost 7-3.
Yeah. It's and I'm not saying 5A is just way better than 4A. I mean, it is.
5A is.
It is. Same in football.
Yeah, it's
it now, is. Now, could Pleasant Grove compete in 5A? Yeah, but it's the pitching.
What does compete mean?
White
House and Hallsville both won and are moved on.
Yeah.
Texas High and Mount Pleasant, the 3-4s both lost.
I think they
finished. I mean, could you be competitive with – I mean, we see them play Hallsville in preseason tournaments when you're not locked into your 2- or 3-man rotation. And you know, we're pitching everybody. They're pitching everybody. We're trying folks out.
I think they would make the playoffs every year in that district.
Wow.
Because, okay. You'd have Hallsville, White House, Texas High.
That's three.
And then Pleasant Grove. Oh, 3 or 4 go.
4 go, but that's three.
Yeah, I think so.
You still have to deal with Longview and Marshall and Mount Pleasant. I mean, I'm not saying they wouldn't win there. I'm just saying I wouldn't rubber stamp. Any 4A team is going to be able to move on and beat a 5A team. Because I think you're right, pitching in particular. And when you say pitching, it's not just the number of arms. It's the velocity those kids can throw.
You're right. That's what Treadway and I were talking about today. Oh. He said, you know, they were throwing hard.
Yeah.
And Pleasant Grove may see – they haven't yet.
They haven't
in
seen
the playoffs.
Anybody.
And they may not. And
Salina.
Salina may have one kid. And they get to state. Sinton, I'm sure, will have a kid. Or China Spring. But when you see a kid that throws 90.
Yeah.
You don't, unless you've played the game of baseball, 890 is way different than 83.
Yeah.
It's way different. Yes. Way different.
Yes.
And then you see a kid that might get 93.
You can't touch him.
An average high school kid can't hit
Touch him.
Can't hit that.
And if you haven't been you've done this. So the week before, what are you doing? You turn up the pitching machine as high as you can get it.
Yeah.
And you try to get your kids used to hitting at that speed.
Yeah.
And then I'll flip this around. You want the challenge of playing down at 4A, where Liberty Isle played this past week against Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
The kid they started on Wednesday messed up the Leopards' timing, I swear, because he threw so soft.
Yeah.
He had no velocity. I didn't go to that one. The parents were telling me, but I'm just – and they said, and he threw a changeup.
That's even slower.
So try to figure out how you're going to get your timing back for the next game against a guy that can throw 85.
Yeah. When we were – you want a story? When I was in high school, it's the first round or second round playoff game my senior year, we played Mount Vernon, and they had a kid named Raymond Doss.
Okay.
6'5", 220 pounds, legit threw 93, 94. And we hadn't seen that all year. And I think we had 2 hits, and we beat them, I think, 6-2, solely because their catcher couldn't catch him.
Oh, my gosh.
So if he walked a runner – you're going to score. Catcher couldn't catch him.
We'll come back. We got some more stories about that we got to talk about in a minute. It's about 14 and a half, almost 15 after the hour. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. If you're tuning in, thanks. You can watch us on Facebook. By the way, if you're late coming into the program, you missed any of it, catch you back on the podcast tomorrow morning. I'll be back up there tomorrow morning. Well, actually, tonight, 6:30. Or you can get the rewind, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's on so many times, I don't even know where anymore.
Is it popular?
I don't know about that.
Not on enough.
It's on plenty. We're taking a break. We're coming right back. Leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Kevin Carpenter. You're on The Fan, 107.9 and ESPN, 105.9.
In this community, they call the fire department when things go bad and they don't know what to do.
There'll be a family member and will come up and give me a hug or shake my hand and say, hey, you took care of my dad X number of years ago, and they just wanted to say thank you and how much it meant to them. Things like that just keep me going. I'm ready to come back and do it again.
I try to take pride in every single thing that I do. When I'm needed in the community, I don't want them to ever think that I could have done more.
And that's the beauty of volunteers. There's nothing stronger than the heart of a volunteer.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All righty, welcome back. 19 minutes after the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach, Kevin Carpenter. 903-735-9905 is our number here in the big studio. We were talking, we never got back around to finishing off high school baseball for a minute because we got to get that certainly done. Pleasant Grove, quick work last Wednesday, two games. Don't worry about the weather. Sweep your way through. Get ready for round number two. They seem to be humming along. Liberty ILO struggled with talk about with the junk ball pitcher in game one, but then put up 14 in game two on Saturday. They seem to have found their offense again. Hopefully it's more than just one game worth.
They'll be okay.
I saw, however, 8 hit batters in the game on Saturday. They hit Ellie batters with 8 different pitches.
Now, Ellie gets on top of the plate.
They do get on top of the plate. They get on top of the plate a lot.
And I don't think umpires do a great job of turf fields, it's easier because you see the line.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a turf field. You're standing on the line.
I don't know. I mean, I'd do it, too, if I was coaching. Get up there.
That's the thing.
And if they're only throwing 78 miles an hour, then lean over the plate.
Yep. No quite. Well, yeah. They weren't throwing that. They were a little hotter than that. But yeah. Either way, I hadn't seen 8 hit batters in a game
before.
That's
a lot.
That's a big number.
Yeah, that's a big.
And the problem then became you got 8 guys on first base during the course of the game, and the Leopards were uber aggressive running the bases.
Yeah.
So now you got a catcher who's getting gun shy because they're off and running before you even get the first pitch in.
Yeah.
Saw some stuff. It reminds me it's a struggle to play behind the plate.
Yeah.
You take it for granted when you find guys that do it well because you don't really think about them. Yeah. They just are the guys that catch the pitch, which we talk about, and don't really have to do much else if the pitcher's on his game.
Yeah.
And when the pitchers aren't on their game, there's a lot of pressure on catchers. I don't think we take nearly enough time to identify how great some catchers are when guys who really aren't very good show up, then you make it obvious.
I told kids when I was coaching my son when they were 8, be a catcher.
Oh.
If you want a way better chance of getting a scholarship or starting on your high school team, be a catcher. Nobody wants to be a catcher.
Nobody wants. I would never
Everybody
want to be
wants to be quarterback and shortstop and point guard.
Well, if they let me play quarterback at baseball, I'd do that.
Yeah, then. Everybody wants to. Nobody wants to be a catcher.
I would never.
So back to myself.
Yeah.
Starting my junior year, we got a new coach, Mike Burks.
Okay.
First day of practice. We'd already gone. He knew us from football season, but then we get to first day of baseball practice, and we walk out there, and I'd never been a catcher in my life. And he says, who's my catcher? And we all knew James Maldon was the best catcher. If James Maldon would have stayed at catcher, I'm telling you right now, he could have played in the big leagues.
Really?
That's how good he was. Anybody that knew him is listening would back me up.
So then why wasn't this an automatic?
James was lazy. He didn't want to be a catcher.
Oh.
Somebody raised their hand and Coach Burke says, Carpenter, get the gear on. And I'm like, Coach.
Did you look around for another Carpenter?
I've never caught but he'd get the gear on.
Oh, heck no.
But Coach Burks knew what he was doing because I was good. I was good. So
am I lying? Is it, it's hard.
It's very hard.
It's a hard position to play.
Throwing runners out at first is hard. Oh. I mean, throwing runners out at second is hard.
Well, you say throwing runners out at first.
Yeah.
So our kid that was playing the other day for the other team, and I made this comment. My wife died laughing when I went home. He threw to first like you see celebrities throw first pitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was not even close.
And, you know, that coach probably told that kid at the first of the year, hey, you're going to be
a catcher.
He's like, coach, I don't know how to do it.
That's right. You're the catcher.
No, it's hard. The hardest part about catching is, believe it or not, is catching it.
I believe
it. When you get – if you're catching a kid that's throwing 78, that's easy. We had 2 really good pitchers that went on and played college baseball. One of them played pro baseball. It's a little harder. And then when I played my little bit of college baseball, when a pitcher's throwing 90 and the ball moves, it's not easy. It's not easy to catch.
No.
So it's a tough position. Yeah.
Not to mention when you don't catch it cleanly or somebody gets a piece of it.
Yeah. But we advanced my senior year in the playoffs because of Mount Vernon's catcher.
Really?
We played it. George Dobson Field, Spring Lake Park.
All right.
And if anybody's ever played it, my brother's listening. It's 6 o'clock.
Oh.
The sun sets kind of in left center field. And it's in your eyes when you're catching.
Ugh.
It's hard. In the dusk, in this Raymond Doss guy, there were maybe 10 scouts behind the plate. And people would come back to the dugout and say, he threw that one 94. And he was wild. And I struck out 3 times, and it didn't bother me.
No.
I'm all right. I'm good.
He didn't hit you?
No. I got out. I'm good.
Did you hang out over the plate?
Oh, no. No, I didn't dig in. We had maybe three hits. And
is that the hardest you've ever seen somebody throw when you were in the box?
I played a fall in Texarkana College. We played Arkansas in the in October in Fayetteville. And I wish I could remember his name. I hit off of him, and he probably threw 96.
Really?
Yeah. And I had no chance.
No.
And that was one of the weekends I knew I just need to go be a fraternity boy. This isn't for me.
That's right.
And I'm telling you.
No, you're right.
That's when I made the decision. These guys, it's a totally different ball. And I wasn't ready.
Nope. You have your come to Jesus moment of these guys are a little better than I am.
Yep.
And when it's a little better, it's okay, maybe. When it's an obvious, they're a lot better.
When they threw 80, 85, I could hit it.
Sure.
Not 94.
But there's a
with
big
movement.
There's a big gap between 88 and 94. Yeah. And I don't just mean 6 miles an hour. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of talent behind 94. I'm not saying 88 doesn't have talent. I'm just saying he got blessed with something else at 94. Yeah.
And, you know, you watch college baseball now, and it's a totally different game. Nothing against Texas A&M, Texarkana. But to watch them and then go watch Arkansas and A&M and LSU, it's night and day.
Well, and it's, you know, it's the same conversation we would have if we were talking about the basketball teams.
Yeah.
Ryan Walls had really good teams out here at A&M, Texarkana. He does a really good job recruiting and finding kids. But if we're talking about the University of Arkansas and what Calipari's just brought in, another one today, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not even night and day. It's a different planet.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with what you have at your level. No. It's just that level is – those guys are going to play on major league ballparks at some point in time.
Yeah.
Your guys aren't.
Yeah.
Those kids are going to play in – NBA gyms, your kids aren't.
Yeah.
And it just is what it is. And they're not because they're a little too small or they're a little too slow or they don't shoot quite that well or they don't have quite that vertical. And that's the difference is those couple of inches here that are the difference between being a star in the next level and being a guy that's going to hopefully get college paid for here and then make a good life for yourself.
My dad used to say to some parents, he wouldn't say this to parents, but you really need to go watch a really good baseball player.
Yeah.
Go watch.
Yeah.
You know, around here, there's some good ones, but there's only been one Michael Wacha. Really? There's been some good ones around here. Shane Halter.
Well, Middlebrooks was a really good one.
Well, yeah, Middlebrooks and Fowler was a great player. Pleasant Grove's had some great players, but just less than a half a 1% or good enough to play in the big leagues.
Speaking of Will.
Yeah.
You see this last night, yesterday, I think his mom posted something on Facebook yesterday. He's calling a game, and I think he's with some network. He may be ESPN or whatever.
He's still doing Red Sox?
Yeah. He's still in Boston, and he's talking about one of the Red Sox players that's up at the plate, and there's a pitch thrown, and he says if he throws another one of those, this guy's going to – he'll make him pay.
Yeah.
And the next pitch, the guy throws the same pitch, and the player for the Red Sox, Deaver, hits a home run.
Yeah.
And, of course, the play-by-play guy was, you know, like, whoa, you called that now, didn't you? He goes, I know how this kid can hit. Yeah. I made sure to post on there. You're Tony Romo-esque is what you are.
He's good at what he does.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he knows the game.
He
knows the game, and he's been around his whole life, and he's that kind of player. He was that guy. He made it to the major leagues.
Yeah.
He made it to the majors. If it's not for injuries, he's still playing in the majors.
Yeah, it's fun to watch a game with somebody that played on a high level.
Ugh.
You know, my brother never made it to the big leagues, but he made it to the minor league baseball and played with guys that played in the big leagues.
Right.
Had great pitching coaches. You know, Louis Tiant was one of his pitching coaches.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
For those who don't know, you need to go back and look at the Red Sox in the 70s.
Watch Louis Tiant.
Yeah. In Cleveland and in Boston.
Brian, he's watching. Didn't y'all used to go fishing together?
Yeah, I don't know if it was Louis Tiant.
Yeah, he went fishing with him a bunch of times. I think it was in Bakersfield.
I wonder if, you know, is Louis Tiant, I see Louis Tiant as a not a guy that's sitting on the side of a pond. I see him like deep sea fishing.
No, I think he was a normal guy.
No, that's normal. Yeah, there are some guys that like that, but I just see him as a cigar hanging out of his mouth.
Maybe, yeah.
Deep sea fishing.
Yeah.
That's how I see him.
But I know he didn't teach Brian his wind up.
Well, that's how you cast. You cast with that one.
Kids,
kick and the
Google
delay and
Louis Tiant.
You can't even spell
try to
it.
Hit off of that guy.
T-I-A-N-T.
Yeah.
Tiant.
There you go. Took him to Kmart to pick out fishing lures. My brother said that.
All right. All right. There it is. So forget the deep sea stuff.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
He didn't have any idea what he was doing. Yeah. He took Louis Tiant fishing. He didn't go fishing
he
with
took
him.
Took him to Kmart
he
to
took
buy
him.
Fishing
yeah,
lures.
All right. That's a different story then.
Yeah.
He's like, he went with him. I'm like, all right. I can see. No, he took him fishing.
Yeah. You never know where this show is going to go.
He went fishing just now.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break here in a minute. Reminder tomorrow, Tyler Huff's going to be in here. Wednesday, it'll be Razorback Billy. And no show Thursday. I know. You're going to work Thursdays ever again? Yeah, when baseball playoffs are over. So.
We got all summer.
Yeah. We'll get Dwight McCowan back in here on someday. And I'm trying to work another deal. I got to wait. We'll come back and talk about it after the break.
Oh, okay.
Well, I got to reach back out to him today. We'll see. I'll tell you after the break. All right, so it's about 29 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Kevin Carpenter. We're on The Fan, 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
Mother's Day, mom's the word.
Go to thefan1079.com and tell us the one word that best describes your mom.
Every day, the week of May 6th, we'll choose a winner of an El Chico gift card. And on Friday, May 10th, we'll draw for the grand prize package worth over $1,000.
That includes a diamond necklace, a tanning package, massage and facial package, and gift baskets for mom. From Texarkana's local sports leader,
107.9 The Fan.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Maybe you're not sure how you'll make rent, or you lost your job. When you don't know where to turn, let 211 be your guiding light. Our guides are ready to connect you with the help you need.
211, how can I help you?
Call or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help. A message from United Way and the Ad Council.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
For my friend, Luke.
For my mom, Paulette.
And for my mom, Fenia.
For my husband, Helmet, honor someone you love by learning the warning signs of stroke.
If you see face drooping, arm weakness, or speech difficulty, it's time to call 911.
A stroke can happen to anyone at any age. Be ready to spot a stroke fast.
Learn more from the American Stroke Association at stroke.org.
Now,
here's the four states weather forecast
from 107.9 The Fan.
There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 69. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 87. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 68. Join us at our next live roadshow tomorrow, 11 to 2, at Metal Mart off I-30 at the Leary exit. Scan the QR code and enter to win our backyard barbecue prize package.
This is Leaving the Yard.
Leaving the Yard
with Chuck Zack.
Chuck Zack.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing, on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Welcome back. 25 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Zach and Kevin Carpenter with you today. Hopefully the rain's gone for a little while. I don't know. It looked like it was clouding up again. No more, hopefully, though. We got some cool down coming at the end of the week. So we're going to be hot tomorrow, hot Wednesday, cooling back down, it looks like, by the time we get to Thursday, Friday.
Not good for baseball season.
What's not hot?
Rain.
Rain's not.
No.
Yeah, it's okay for baseball season.
We got one turf field in East Texas.
Yeah.
Well, we're wearing Winsboro out.
We're going to go to Winsboro. We're going to go to Mount Pleasant. We're going to go to wherever. But hopefully they can get games in this week. But should be cooling down a little bit, so that'll be nice.
So what's your big – what are you planning on doing?
No, not a big plan thing. But last Saturday was Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
Of course, we had a local connection to the Derby.
Yep.
With Alan and Carrie Ribble.
Yep.
Whose daughter I taught with for a while over at Texas High.
Yep.
I reached out and kind of texted back and forth with her this past week. Very excited about the Derby. Had a great time at the Derby. Their horse, Honor Marine, didn't win the Derby.
What did it finish?
Big field. Eighth.
Yeah.
Big field. And, in fact, probably aren't going to run in the Preakness. Okay. This is the hard part about trying to win a horse racing Triple Crown. That you've run the Derby, which is typically, what, a mile and...
Mile and a quarter,
I think. The Preakness is, I think, a mile and 3/8.
Farther?
Maybe. I think it's something close to it. Yeah. It's close to the same distance. And you got 2 weeks to get ready for that one. So you ship your horse back to wherever, or you send it instantly from Kentucky to New York, and you get ready for that. And then... Preakness is in Maryland?
Preakness is in Pimlico.
Pimlico.
No, that's Belmont. Good question. I don't
know. Yeah, no, one of them's in New York, one of them's in Maryland. Either way. And then you got 3 weeks till the Belmont.
And it's a mile and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, you're stretching them out in a mile and a half.
The Kentucky Derby, if that would have been the next race, what's-his-name wouldn't have won. I don't know if he'd have, but they run them different.
They run them a little different.
Because he barely nosed out, literally.
Photo finish.
Yeah.
Three-way photo finish.
That's big to have at a Texarkana. You know, it's not cheap to run those horses.
It's not cheap to own those horses.
No.
It's lucrative if you win that race. They had a monster payout, like $5 million total purse, which is usually about $3 million purse.
Yeah.
They upped it to $5 million. They had record numbers betting on the Derby this weekend.
Yeah, I did say that.
But I don't know. This is part of the thing I said to the Sarah, the daughter. I don't know that you'll ever see anybody win a Triple Crown again if the payouts are getting like they are.
Yeah.
You know, in the past, you're running for two reasons. You're running because, you know.
It's history.
It's history, and you're trying to win some money, or you're running because you want to increase and improve the stud fee that your horse is going to be able to command because you're a Kentucky Derby winner. Or you're a Triple Crown winner if you get to that. Can you imagine the stud fee of being a Triple Crown winner?
Yeah.
But if the payouts all of a sudden have gone up from what had been $3 to $5...
Yeah,
and if they're going to go from $5 to God knows whatever's next, who's running all three races?
I know. And is it? Let me ask you this: just throwing it out there, are we being cruel to these horses?
Oh boy,
you want to open up a can of worms?
No, see, I'm hesitant here
because I'm an animal lover,
and I'm being a wuss about this, and I'm going to be honest about it because I want to talk to Kerry and Alan about, and I'm hoping to get him in this week if we can, and it may be next. And I don't want to be that guy that's like, hey, you're beating that horse to make it run. Yeah. That's not who I am about it. I am concerned about, I think it was Santa Anita or someplace that had a horrific.
Well, it was Bob Baffert kept killing horses.
Bob had issues with it, but I can't remember where the track was. I may have been Santa Anita. That
yeah.
They had a way higher number of horse accidents and horses they had to put down as a result of injuries on the track. And the stuff they give them. I mean, I, if you listen to this show, and Tony and I used to talk about this every once in a while, about this time, about Derby time. Because I'm not a horse racing guy.
I watched Saturday.
52 weeks of the year.
Me either.
I'm a horse racing guy three Saturdays a year for the Triple Crown races. So when you ask me, are we being cruel to the horses? I don't know. I'm not a guy who's in the stable, and I'm not seeing what the horses are doing. And this is the best I can tell you. I got three dogs.
Yeah.
One of them's not old, but they're, you know, she's getting older. And there's nothing that dog loves more in life
to run
than to run and chase a ball.
I got one like that.
The other two could care. I throw a ball and they look at me like,
crazy.
No.
Yeah.
But the third one, the older one, the heavier one, wants nothing more than to run and chase a ball.
Yeah.
So you could look at me and say, you throw that ball for that fat old dog. You're being cruel making that dog. I'm not making her run after it. She wants to run after it. So when we come back around to this conversation about
ask
the horses.
When you talk to her, do they really love to run?
I think they really love to run.
I think those.
No, I think they love to run. Of course, they've been trained to run. I never trained my dog to go chase the ball. It's just been a natural retriever thing. I want to go get the ball. She won't bring a damn thing back, but she'll run and go chase it.
I had a pledge brother at Arkansas that his family did race horses. And they had a horse running the Kentucky Derby. His name was Demons Be Gone. This must have been 1988. He was a 3-1 favorite.
Okay.
Won the Arkansas Derby.
Wow.
And he was heavy betting odds, 3-1. Went to the Derby. And we're all watching it at the SAE house in Fayetteville. Gates open. He runs about 50 yards and pulls up.
Okay.
He's bleeding from the nose.
God.
And within 30 minutes, they'd killed him.
Wow.
Dead. And so we're all like, what happened? Just like that, it was over. Demons Be Gone. I'll never forget it.
My scarring about this sport, this is how old I am.
Yeah.
Goes back to 75.
Yeah.
I'm, 12 years old. My scarring began when Ruffian broke down.
Yeah.
You probably don't have any idea what I'm talking about. Foolish Pleasure won the Kentucky Derby that year. And they matched race Foolish Pleasure with this filly who was huge and fast. And here you go. This is in an era of we're going to do Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King.
They did a 1-on-1?
We're going to match race these two horses. So we had this best female horse and the Kentucky Derby winning male horse. And Ruffian broke down.
Yeah.
And they ended up having to euthanize the horse.
Yeah.
And so from that one on, I've always been leery about, are we doing something to these animals that, is cruel? I don't know.
I don't either.
They're built to run, but the problem is the bones in those stinking legs are so fragile.
Yeah.
That when those bones give out, especially down at the ankle area, when those bones give out,
that's
all she wrote. And that's, I don't
know. I hate to bring it. I brought it up.
You
I'm
did.
Sorry.
You peed in the punch bowls, what did. You just did.
Well, they're just beautiful animals. And
I saw a video yesterday of have you seen this translucent-looking white horse?
No.
There's some horse that sold for somehow the most expensive horse ever.
Yeah.
Sold for like $54 million.
Yeah.
It's hide, whatever you want to call it, looks like pearl.
Wow.
It's translucent looking white horse. It's crazy.
But the winners, they have a good life after that, if you know what I'm talking about.
They do have a good life. We mentioned earlier. Then the losers.
Studs.
Don't necessarily.
Hey, maybe that's why they run so fast. They're
like, well, let's see. My options are.
Tell them.
I run fast, I get this. I run slow, I'm.
Yeah.
not.
And after they lose, they're like, crap, I got to go back
yep.
to the glue factory.
No! You know!
And the other one's going to... Well.
No! Kevin!
Have we ever... I'm about to switch subjects.
Yeah, no, you better wait. I got music.
Okay.
Hold on to that thought.
Okay.
We got to come back and talk what we started to before the show. What we actually said we were going to talk about, we never got back around to it. We don't show prep much, but when we did, we're supposed to use it.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a minute. It's about 15 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. You're on The Fan, 107.9, ESPN 105.9. Chuck Sack, Kevin Carpenter.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the Bush Light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Bush Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
With custom signs and graphics from Fast Signs, you can say anything. Invite the world to discover that thing that makes your business unmistakably yours. Make your statement in lights or metal, on a van, across the windows. Make it unforgettable. Together, anything is possible. Bright ideas, brilliantly executed, can turn the mundane into the marvelous. Transforming your space begins at our place. Power your business visibility and make your statement with Fast Signs. Visit fastsigns.com.
There are a lot of vehicles on the road with jobs to do, and they come in different shapes and sizes. When you see an emergency vehicle, TxDOT vehicle, tow truck, or utility vehicle with flashing lights activated on the roadside, move over or slow down to 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. It's the law, with fines up to $2,000. When vehicles have flashing lights activated on the shoulder, move over or slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
911, call if you can. Text if you can't. 911 cannot accept pictures or videos, but make sure you let them know the emergency and your exact location. Use simple language, no abbreviations or slang. Text 911 is now available in 10 counties in the area. Lamar, Delta, Hopkins, Red River, Franklin, Titus, Morris, Bowie, Cass, and Miller counties. If you can't call 911, text 911.
This public safety announcement brought to you by the Architects Council of Governments.
For 100 years, Arkansas State Parks have offered endless outdoor adventures and treasured places to connect with nature, family, and friends. Whatever kind of outdoor fun you're into, you can find it at 52 parks around the state. Enjoy world-class mountain biking trails, scenic hikes, year-round fishing on sparkling lakes, and much more. It's time to get outside and celebrate a century. Find your next adventure today at ArkansasStateParks.com. Brought to you by this station and the Arkansas Broadcasters Association.
For my friend, Luke.
For my mom, Paulette.
And for my mom, Fenia.
For my husband, Helmut. Honor someone you love by learning the warning signs of stroke.
If you see face drooping, arm weakness, or speech difficulty, it's time to call 911.
A stroke can happen to anyone at any age. Be ready to spot a stroke fast.
Learn more from the American Stroke Association at stroke.org.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
Want to vote in Texas? You can use a Texas driver's license or state ID card even if it expired in the last 4 years. Or a military ID, passport, or handgun license. Or current utility bill or paycheck if you sign a form at the polls. For more information or free help getting an accepted ID to vote, call or text the Vote Riders Helpline at 866-ID-2-VOTE or go to voteriders.org.
Leaving the Yard live at 5 Monday through Thursday afternoons, and Leaving the Yard Rewind Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
All right, 10 minutes till top of the hour, Leaving the Yard. Check Zach, Kevin Carpenter. Been hanging out doing, I don't even know, we've all over.
We're scatter shooting, that's fine.
We're all over the place today.
Tony
Fishing
Kirk.
With Louis Tiant and horse racing and baseball. And
that's what Tony Kirk was great at.
What's that?
We just scatter shoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're that's more professional than Tony.
So well, I'm better looking too, so there's
no doubt.
Yeah. All right. Before we started our show today, you and I were actually talking about the release of the NIL money that Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah. What did I say? $4.1 or $6 million
yeah. dollars yeah. that he's getting.
And his teammates right behind him.
We had about half. Well, a little more than half. 2.4.
I mean, he's Deion's kid. If he wasn't Deion's kid, he
driving around campus in a what?
He has a Bentley or
something.
Something
like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And he has his dad constantly telling people he's going to be the number one pick.
And where he won't play. If,
he's
you,
not
if you're
playing
here, I'm not playing here, so don't pick me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's out of hand. But like we talked earlier, we're very – and Rod Babers on the horn this morning was talking about it. The talks, but the NCAA is – they're one foot in the grave and another on a banana peel. And there's going to be – probably two big conferences. There's going to be the SEC and the Big Ten, and the other ones are going to join. We may just have two to maybe three conferences, and it's going to be literally, if you go to Texas State, they won't get a nickel. I mean, they'll get money, but it'll literally be a minor league system for teams like Texas and Texas A&M. Because the money's gonna go nuts.
Can we do this for real?
Yeah.
Can we just get it out of the colleges? Why keep playing at college? Why not just have them be minor league?
I get your argument.
Franchises, and get it out of the public having to pay for it, giving it out of having a multi-million dollar head coach who makes more than any other state employee.
Yeah.
Get it out of the farce of they're going to the classes, they're going to get a degree, they're getting paid such a lucrative amount of money. Can we just stop the pretend about this is actually student athletes anymore? They're athletes who happen to be recruited by schools and paid by all this money, and the coaches are making a fortune, and just make it a subsidiary of the NFL.
Yeah, and I hope – I know you would like that.
I don't like it. I hate it.
Well
– I hate it. I hate that's even a conversation.
You can pay them $1 billion apiece. I just want them to still be somewhat students.
But they're not. Some of them – I'm not – and don't – it's not a blanket over everybody.
No.
I may be throwing a rag out instead of a blanket.
Yeah.
But we learned from Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
When he was at LSU.
Yeah.
He didn't go to class ever.
No. But he's a one percenter.
But this is before they were getting paid.
Yeah.
Remember that. There was no NIL just a few years ago when Simmons was in school.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to me?
Yeah.
You can kick me out if you want to. I'll go to another school. I've already got my deal with whatever NIL contract I've got. What are you going to do to me if I don't go to class? You're going to bench me?
Yeah.
I make more than you do, coach.
How do we convince these kids? Like, take Texas, for example. They just had a record number, 11 players drafted.
Yep.
They have 100 on their team.
Yeah.
11 got drafted. And of those 11, five of them may make – seriously, five may make an six, eight-year career and get a pension and make a living.
Sure.
A couple will get hurt. A couple won't make it. And they have no college degree.
Okay.
How do we convince the kids – that you're getting a free education at the University of Texas?
Because, how do we convince them now? I don't know that you can.
You can't. That's what I'm saying.
And the value of the education used to be the thing you dangled in front of their nose.
Yeah.
Like, come here and do this. Be indentured servants. You can do it, and you're going to get a degree, yeah. And that degree will get you a job somewhere down the road when your career, if you have one in the NFL or in the NBA, doesn't pan out. You got this. Well, the degree...
If they go
it doesn't have that value anymore. It's actual cash that has the value now, the degree.
I can see if they don't make them go to class.
I don't see how they can.
There's got to be mamas and daddies out there who, there's a 50% chance you won't play pro football, so let's get a degree.
50%? It's a lot more than 50% that won't play.
Oh, no, I'm just saying there's got to be parents out there that will tell their kids.
No way.
Okay, you're going to go to a school and get your degree because there's a 2% chance you'll play in the NFL.
All right, Kevin.
Yeah, I know.
Most of the guys playing on a football field are coming from tough environments.
Yeah.
It's why they play that game.
Yeah.
If you come from a cushy home, it's all easy.
Yeah.
You aren't going to put your body out there and do that.
Yeah.
You may like it in high school. You're a baseball guy. You like playing baseball, but you didn't have the commitment to doing it this way.
Yeah.
If I'm the parent of that environment, and my kid's got the kid that's third string, whatever. Yeah. Who's going to make $500,000 this year?
Yeah.
Playing football in my household where $500,000 maybe 20 years earnings, 10 years earnings?
I get it.
School's for suckers.
They're going to
send. The money is what's there right now.
I get it. They're going to send little Johnny to Arkansas or Texas and make $250,000 if you're the deep snapper.
You bet.
And bring it back home. And we know what's going to happen to it. They're going to blow it.
Well, whatever.
But
they got it.
They got $250,000.
I got $250,000.
Is that more valuable than – we know it's not more valuable than a degree over a lifetime. But you can't tell.
But you're talking about being farsighted.
I know.
And I'm talking about our family struggling right now.
They need – I know.
And you can bring me in $250,000 right now. Why wouldn't
It's coming. They're going to make – pretty soon it's going to be – you're going to get paid – your check's going to be from the university. It's not going to be from the car lot or the Whataburger. It's going to be from the university.
Yeah.
They're going to pay you.
Yes.
Then they have to give you health insurance.
Yes.
Then they're going to unionize.
Yes.
And it's going to be minor league.
And that's why NFL. I said, can we just cut the schools out
it's
of this? Can
be
we
that.
Stop doing it at the schools and just have – instead of Texas Longhorns, we'll just do the Texas Football Club.
That'll never go away. It'll be the Texas Longhorns.
Kevin, it'll go away.
Played in Austin, but it won't be the University of Texas.
And if it's not, would you care?
Deeply care.
If you would deeply care if it was not the University of Texas Longhorns. If it was Texas Longhorns who happened to play down in Austin at Royal, would you care if it wasn't kids who are actually students at the University of Texas?
I would still watch like I normally do, but it wouldn't be the same.
I know it wouldn't be the same.
It wouldn't. You wouldn't have the alumni. I mean, the alumni, believe it or not, support Arkansas and Texas.
Well, they had been.
But
if I can NIL, I can go to anybody I want to and plaster my name on their thing. Hey, I drive Joe Smith cars.
Yeah. And we got in this conversation because we saw Shedeur Sanders. I think they gave Arch Manning at like 2 points something.
And played a down hit.
Now, I think these
hardly.
Of course, the Manning family says he's not getting any. So I don't know if that's what he could make.
His value, his potential value.
Yeah. So.
And what was his?
Like 2 points.
And what's Quinn Ewers?
1 point something.
Craziness.
Yeah.
Quinn Ewers is going to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
He's got a third less value.
Yeah. And I don't know those kids, but I think they're okay with it. I don't think Quinn's like, I need more than that.
No, I get it. All right, we're out of time.
What a great time. Is it over?
Yeah.
Okay.
See you later.
All right.
We're done. You've been listening to Leaving the Yard. Chuck, Zach, Kevin Carpenter here on The Fan 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.